Zok de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ahalis, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dal, Raya Mashkif Ba'ad HaChaloi. Try to picture the scene here. This person is in his house, he hears a commotion outside, he opens the window, he leans out of the window, wants to get a good look at what's going on. Most of the top part of his body is outside of the window, leaning down. Hope he's careful over there. But suddenly he realizes that what he did was v'hel al koyri hames. His guf was an oil over people carrying a mace to be buried. Over the people carrying the mace? No, says the Batner. We mean to say over the mace. That's the problem, that he was over the mace. But we're just trying to create what would be a normal scene under these circumstances. Be'shama yoyim and the Be'shama say that his guf does not have a din of an oil, which is hayatafach, and as a result, ve'enoi mevi, as the tumah, doesn't bring the tumah into the house. And this is consistent with what we learned in the previous Mishnah, that the Be'shama hold that the top part of a human body is not considered an oil. For it to be an oil, it would have to be an oil hayatafach, and being that the Be'shama hold that the whole body is one gush, so it's similar to the case in the previous Mishnah where he has a beam that's hayatafach, or thick clothes that's hayatafach. That's not called hayatafach. There has to be a tefach underneath the top part. And here, there's no top part, there's no bottom part. It's all one. So according to the Beis Shammai, this person's lucky. Being that his body is gush echod, it's not considered gvoya tefach, and the tumah doesn't come into the house. Whereas the Beis Hillel and the Beis Hillel say, no, this person is an oil, hayatafach, who may be a tumah, and he does bring the tumah into the house. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, the Beis Hillel consider the top part of a guf separate from the bottom part. I mean, hopefully it's not separate, but meaning to say, halachically speaking, a person is made up of different things, and there's like schach over his head. We learned the Pasuk in Eve that the top of the person is like schach, so there's a top and a bottom. Numa meila, the top part, is hayatefach. It's doimit to the case in the Mishnah of we have several layers of clothing, one on top of the other. And Memela, he may think twice before he leans over next time, because now he brought the tumah into his house. Umaydim, the Beshami would be moida to the Beisilo, she'im, that if the person of your lovish Bekela was wearing a baget, or there were two people, zel gavazeh, they were so curious, one was like leaning on top of the other one, she'im evina satuma, they would bring the tumah into the house. Why? Because the baget, or the person on top, would be considered the top part, and the person under the baget, or the person under the person, would be the bottom part, and there's your Paseach Tefach. It's no longer one gush, so to speak. And Memela, the Tumah, would come into the house. So, chazing over a Mishnah, this person leaned out of the window. Mashkif means to look, Hashkafa. What's Hashkafa? An outlook on something. Hashkifa, Memoin Katshecha, Pasuk says. Right? By Sidoim, we also find the Lashon of Hashkafa. Rashi says, normally, when you have the word Hashkafa in the Torah, it means an angry look, or there's trouble. Well, that would apply to this Mishnah as well. With the exception of Hashkifa Mimen Katshecha, because there it talks about Tzedakah, and Tzedakah turns an angry look, turns Midas Hadin into Midas Harachimim. Okay, glasses is called Mishkafayim. So we learned in our Mishnah, he was Mashkif Ba'ad HaChalayin, he leaned out of the window, and suddenly he realizes that the upper part of his body that's out of the window is an oil over Koyri HaMes, but more nogeya over the mess itself, the Beshamis say it's not a problem because that's not called gvoya tefach. You have to have a tefach underneath you, and there is no underneath you because the whole person is considered one gush. The Basil say the top of the person is not considered one gush with the bottom of the person, and therefore there is a tefach underneath the top of the person. However, both would be maida that if he has clothes over him, or there are two people who are so anxious, especially this second person is so anxious to see what's doing, he's mamash leaning on top of the first person. So now for sure, the second person is considered on top, and the one on the bottom is the Gevaya Tefach, and that's going to bring the Tumah into the house. Now when you say that it's different if the person had clothes, you mean Stamaza, he had clothes? That's what changes it? That's what it sounds like from the Batanura. He says, Umoydim Beisham, you see the last Batanura, but Adam Lovish, a person wearing clothes. The Rash, however, says, we're not talking about Stami's wearing clothes. That wouldn't necessarily cause the Tumah to come in. We're talking about he has a sheet on top of him. But Stami's is wearing his clothes, he's wearing his shirt, that's not considered an oil. Because it's also underneath the person. Well, that's a schmooze over here in the Mefarshim.